Section 4B, Tools of Research, Doing It on the Cheap. You know, before the internet, doing market research was really expensive. And it's one of the reasons why bands needed recording companies. The record companies did a lot of the market research before they even decided which bands they were going to sign. So a lot of this was already done. As independent musicians, you're going to be doing your own market research. Now, don't freak out. It's actually not that complicated. Because really, these are the people you want to be hanging out with anyway. So how do you do market research? Well, first of all, what are your tools? Now, I already talked about surveying. You can use SurveyMonkey.com, which is free, and you can create a survey that you can send to your email list. You can also use those surveys on forums, in groups, wherever your target market is hanging out. You can invite them to take your survey. You also want to use keyword research, and I'm going to show you how to do that in the video on actually how to do the research. I'm going to set up an example research video, and keyword research is going to be a piece of it. But there are keyword research tools, and keyword research is hugely important for doing this well. Basically, keywords are what your target market is actively searching. Those are just the words that they're typing into Google. And so, in order to be effective in your marketing, you need to know what they're searching for so that they find you when they're searching. Now, the biggest tool is the magical world of the internet. And the subset of that is social media. Now, all of these tools are going to enable you, with little money and some investment of time, to find out all you need to know about your niche in order to be effective in marketing to them. So, where do you look? First of all, the first place you want to look are your current clients, customers, and fans. Because your current clients, customers, and fans should, to some degree, already be members of your niche. You know, you want to go for the low-hanging fruit. And you've already got a relationship with them. So you always want to start with the people that you have a relationship with. Next, you're going to go to Google. Now, if you prefer Yahoo or Bing or any of the other search engines, feel free to use them. And frankly, Google is, you know, the biggest, the best game in town. So I'm going to be talking about searching with Google. All of the techniques that I talk about in searching with Google will probably work on any search engine that you look at. So you want to be looking at the professional associations and trade organizations that service your target market. You also want to find out where are they hanging out online. So you're going to look at Yahoo groups, Google groups, the listservs, and forums where your target market is gathering. Within Google, you can get even more detailed and search blogs using Google. And search YouTube. Now, YouTube is the second largest search engine. So, and of course, is owned by Google, so there are no accidents here. You can use YouTube both to increase and improve your learning curve with who your target market is, learning about them. Of course, you can also use YouTube to learn about you, to learn about your craft and marketing and all of the things that you need to be learning about in order to be effective in your business. Next, you want to be reading the things that your target market is reading. So you want to be reading the magazines, the e-zines, and the blogs that your target market is both creating and following. Now, there are a lot of aggregators that gather together all of blogs and articles and e-zines. There's e-zine universe, there's Technorati for blogs. Big Boards is an aggregator for forums. So you can go into these aggregators and search using the keywords that your target market is using to search there. Okay, so that you can find the places that they're going and the articles that they're reading and the magazines that they're subscribing to. Now, you don't necessarily need to subscribe to those magazines, though you might want to for a while subscribe to one or two of the key magazines. But these days, a lot of magazines have digital versions. They may have subsections that are free. So you may not be able to get the entire magazine, but you may be able to get a piece of those magazines for free. But I recommend at least purchasing, not necessarily subscribing to them, but going to, you know, a bookstore or a magazine stand and purchasing a couple, because you want to also be looking at the advertisements. Who is marketing to your target market? Because when you look at who is marketing to them, you might get some insight on what their wants, needs, and desires are. You might get some insight on the kinds of language they use, because I guarantee that the people who are marketing to them have done a lot of market research. And so you can look at how they decided to market to your target market and learn what might or might not work with your target market. So you do want to pay attention to the advertisements for your target market. And of course, you want to be using social media. And I'm going to get into a lot more detail on that in section C. But you can join Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups that are where your target market is hanging out, so that you can get to know them. Now remember, my recommendation, particularly at the beginning, is to be lurking and eavesdropping. Don't talk to them, listen to them, okay? And I want to talk a little bit about how to research. So once you kind of find them, you need to know what you're doing there. What you're looking for is, where are they? You know, you want to find out, where are they, both on the internet, but also in the real world. Schedule time every week to read and take notes. So initially, that time is going to be spent really finding what are the blogs, what are the magazines, what are the e-zines, what are the Facebook groups, what are the listservs, what are the forums. But then you need to schedule time every week to spend time in each of these places to read and take notes. In other words, you want to immerse yourself in their world. As much as you can, find out what it's like to live there. Okay? In particular, you want to pay attention. And I talked a little bit about this. Actually, I talked a fair amount about this in Section A. So again, you may want to go back and re-listen to that. But in particular, while you're hanging out and immersing yourself in their world, pay attention to their language. How do they talk? What jargon do they use? What idiomatic expressions do they use? Are they positive, negative, indifferent? What are the things that really get their blood boiling? What are the things that get them really passionate and excited? Pay attention. Also, pay attention to the common color schemes and images. If you see colors showing up a lot, in particular in the advertising, but also in the blog designs. If you see images showing up a lot, make note of them, because you may want to start using them in your posts, in your blogs, in your design. What are their resources and what are their resource needs? So in their conversations with each other, what are they asking for and what are they offering to each other? You may find them talking about blogs. Hey man, I just saw this great blog post on such and such a blog. Well, make note of that and go check out that blog. Hey, you know, I just tried out these new whatevers and I love them or I hate them. What are the things that they just tried out? What do they love about them? What do they hate about them? That's going to give you some insight into what their problems, needs, and desires are, as well as what are the things that they're looking for. What are their questions? Because you want to become knowledgeable enough to offer the answers to their questions, the solutions to their problems. You also want to pay a lot of attention to the culture on their forums. What's appropriate? What's accepted behavior? What's frowned on behavior? Because you want to fit in. You want to be of service, but you also want to fit in. You want to be someone that they are going to come to love, honor, and respect. Because the more they love, honor, and respect you as part of their culture, as part of one of them, the more curious about you they're going to become, the more likely they are to go check out your website. And as a result, discover your music. Okay? So you want their discovery of your music to almost be an accident, a happy accident in their world, in their minds. Okay? So a lot of this is very much kind of under the cover marketing. This is not, you know, in their face marketing. This is, hey, I'm part of your culture, and oh, by the way. You want to be looking for opportunities to interact. While you will not be taking advantage of those opportunities right away, when it comes time, after you've done step 3, 4, when it comes time to really interact in step 5, 6, and 7, you want to be ready to do that. So you want to have your eyes open for the opportunities to interact. You want to have your eyes open for the opportunities to meet in real life. And you want to have your eyes open for the opportunities to be of service to your target market. Okay? So you're going to be spending time first finding them, and then every week going back and immersing yourself in their culture, where they're hanging out.